K State Nation Weekend is here, folks. Week 4 of the Big 12 college football season. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Special Edition Scoreboard Saturday, folks. I'm recording this late, folks, on this Friday night, September 23rd, 2022. K State's a part of that equation, obviously, getting ready. Well, by this time, tomorrow night, hopefully, K-State will shock Oklahoma again. We'll have to see what happens. Obviously, coming off that offensive disappointment last week against Tulane here at home, K-State will look to bounce back. Of course, that is one of the, I believe that's the only primetime, primetime game for the Big 12 is the K-State game against Oklahoma. Oklahoma 6th ranked in the country. K-State will look to stun Oklahoma again, but this time things are a little different, obviously, with the head coach over there in Oklahoma, Brett Venables, defensive mind head coach, obviously that championship pedigree that I talked about in this week's episode of the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition, episode 121. Definitely make sure you checked it out sometime today preferably before things get kicked off down there between K-State and Oklahoma. So that's the only primetime slate for the Big 12 as far as that goes for our guys down there. Others, real quick, obviously, yesterday, West Virginia, probably one of the biggest game of the season for them. They took down Virginia Tech on the road 33-10 in that game. Let's see if I can scrabble that tab real quick. JT Daniels, the Georgia transfer over there, who was a transfer from there, from USC originally, who threw for just a tad over 200 yards passing, threw a touchdown pass in the game. They got 100 yards rushing from Donaldson in that game, but also a good defensive effort from West Virginia as well, which needed this game in the worst way possible there to avoid a 1-3 start there on that end. So West Virginia took down Virginia Tech there 33-10 in that game last night. Of course, today, looking ahead, the 11 o'clock slate has three games, including, obviously, probably the bigger game here, undefeated Duke against Kansas, and all this hype about, I get it. I respect the fact that, KU's 3-0. Yes. they thrashed Houston. Houston's supposed to be a pretty good team, but apparently from what I've been hearing and reading, Houston's going down the tank. So, but still, it's Houston. Houston's supposed to be a good football team, so I'm not taking that away, but the big popular opinion is game day should have been at this game. I disagree with that statement. Duke, yes, both these teams are, 3-0? Going into this game, one team is going to be leaving this game 4-0 after today. That's hard to believe, man. Who would have thunk it that KU would be right here in this position, 3-0 heading this game? Possible being, as John Kurtz put it on his podcast for 3-Mall, 4-0. Give Lance Leipold his flowers. Let's just not give him the whole bouquet just yet, folks. Over here, they got one more game, and they got a Big 12 schedule for them that's pretty favorable early, but yeah, it gets much harder late. So we'll find out for sure where this KU's program's at. Maybe after this game, and yes, it's sold out over there at old Memorial Stadium over there. We'll find out for sure. I'm not going to be paying. Well, I'll be following this game, but I'm not going to have Clemson on the TV set for very much of the 11 o'clock slate here. And then I totally disagree with that because obviously my other team is playing Tennessee at 2:30, which does deserve the College game day slot as well, because yeah, they're playing Florida, Tennessee, all SEC East rivals. So we'll see what KU does here in the next few games here for sure. But yeah, this is a game that I will be keeping a close eye of here for sure, though. Definitely. I'm not going to just dismiss it. Yeah, but this KU team is bashing teams offensively for the first three. We'll see if that keeps going, and we'll see if that crowd is even invested in this. Because last time it was sold out, KU got beat badly against K. Which was that point? It was, yeah, that was us, K State. Because I remember that game because I was at that game and I didn't get in the stadium until like mid first quarter. So the way their faculty handle that environment. So we'll see if they handle it a little better. But yeah, that was pretty bad. And I know I talked about it on this podcast. But yeah, Duke KU highlights that slate. Baylor, 17th ranked on the road at Iowa State, undefeated Iowa State at that. Baylor lost to BYU, one of the better and more popular non-conference games of the year to this point anyway. So Baylor will look to trump Iowa State, handing them their first loss of the year. It all counts now. Everything's ahead. Big 12 play is upon us, except for KU here. One more game with them. So Baylor, Iowa State, and then the final 11 o'clock game, TCU goes on the road. TCU at 2-0, going against SMU, 2-1. These two teams seem to play it close, and the line on this is pretty accurate, under a field goal. So I'm looking for this. I'm looking at the same thing. I'm looking at this pretty close game here as well, folks. So I haven't seen much. Now I've seen TCU a little bit during that Colorado game, which TCU won that game. So I would not be surprised here if TCU could take this game as well. We'll have to see how that is. This is definitely a toss up here as well. And then the final game, the one afternoon slated game. Obviously, we got one primetime game. We're in the primetime game. 22nd ranked Texas at Texas Tech, which is K-State's next opponent at home. The Big 12 opener, home opener for K-State is next week, but we have unfinished business here later on this evening. But anyways, Texas on the road, both these teams at 2-1. This is an ESPN game, 2:30, which I'm not going to be watching this game, but again, keeping close tabs on it because I'm going to have Florida, Tennessee on the big screen this afternoon. But yeah, Texas, yeah, their lone loss was against, Alabama, which, for all purposes, Texas probably should have taken advantage and won that game. And I'll be honest with you, as much as fun as I made fun of Texas on this Purple Project podcast, for good reason, let's just take that hat off for a moment. Yeah, Texas, they should have won that football game against Alabama. You want to take advantage of it, and Texas did not do that as well as they played against the Crimson Tide of Alabama. They probably should have won that game, and that game was in Austin. But this game is in Lubbock, which anything goes in this one because we've seen some wild things when these two teams go against each other. In the line is Texas by a touchdown on this, and I can definitely see that score. I can definitely see this game being a one-score game as well. So all these games, for the exception of course our game, which is a two-score game, favorite of Oklahoma, all these games are one-score games. So Texas Tech, 2:30, and then of course our game at 7 o'clock on Fox Prime Time. K State looking to shock the world again. They're gonna have a hands full against Oklahoma. And the biggest question of the day, all week long, which Adrian Martinez is going to show up in this football game, right? Woo! I mean, John Kurtz was Debbie Downer this week on the 3-Mod podcast. And I can see why. So this leaves me the question, which Adrian Martinez is going to show up? And if you listen already to the podcast, our podcast already, which if you have not, please check that out before kickoff at 7. You have plenty of time to do that. No excuse why to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. I mean, this coaching staff, whatever they did in the offseason or whatever they did in the first three games, you got to quit saving it. Now it's not the time to be saving plays or whatever the hell it is you're doing. let him loose. Get him loose up early. Let him throw downfield a little bit. Loosen up that Oklahoma defense, and that will allow the that defense of Oklahoma, that vaulted defense of Oklahoma, to just back off a little bit, because you know the game plan is going to go in. This is not rocket science. They're gonna focus in. Everyone's gonna focus in on 22, which that's gonna put the focus on Adrian Martinez. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna respond? And if you don't respond, I think early in the game, K-State, they need to score early. I know I just mentioned on this week's podcast that one of the keys to the game is turning Dylan Gabriel over, which I think that's number two on the list. Turning him over, he hasn't thrown a pick yet. So K-State in the first three games has interception in the first three games of the year. They look to make it four in a row. And you maybe can go put it back to Texas, the Texas Bowl, where they turned over LSU too. So that's really a four game, and I can't remember who they played before LSU, but we'll just keep it present right now. Four straight games this year, including the Texas Bowl, they turn over their opponent with interception. If K-State's going to upset Oklahoma, they're going to have to turn over Oklahoma offense there and get it in another interception, whether that's another Dean or Green pick or maybe Julius Prince or Colby Savage turnover somewhere in there. Interception somewhere in there in this game tonight. I'll look forward at that as well. But yeah, I think if Case is going to win this game, Adrian Martinez needs going to get going or often and early. If they don't, we're in trouble. That's just simple. I'm going to keep it simple as that. If K-State does not get Adrian Martinez going, or he doesn't get going, or he's still struggling, we're in for a long night. So look out for that. Pay attention to that first quarter. K-State can at least go down the field, either first or second drive, and score. That's going to set the tone. I bet preferably the first drive, but if not, the second, one of those two. If not, it's going to be a long day for K-State offensively, because I believe Brent Venables has been in too many of these games. Obviously, as defense coordinator for Clemson, now head coach of Oklahoma, and he brings that energy and passion to that team. So it's going to be a long evening, but yeah, it's all focus here in Manhattan is on number 9 tonight. So we'll see which Martinez shows up in Norman, Oklahoma. That's kind of a look around the Big 12. Look around, folks, for yesterday and today and tonight, folks. We'll see what happens with our K-State Wildcats tonight against number 6 ranked Sooners. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it on this Big 12 look around here on the Purple Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, what are you waiting for? Please subscribe to the podcast. You love what you're listening. Please subscribe, like, do all that stuff, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. We appreciate your support so much. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. You've been following us for past week, few months, or since the summer, or since this podcast started. We appreciate your support as always, there. But definitely make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. You want more coverage other than K-State football and basketball. This is the place to do it. The Pearl Project Podcast. We cover all things K-State. That is going to do it for right now. Make sure you stay tuned this weekend for, again, more Kansas State coverage here on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer signing out. Enjoy the games. Hopefully we'll enjoy our game tonight. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a dogfight tonight in Norman.